Woman gets jail time for shoplifting. An Edmonton woman has served time for stealing more than $400 worth of clothing from St. Albert Center. Brittany Dyke, 21, was sentenced to 5 default days in place of a $650 fine at St. Albert Provincial Court on June 20. Dyke, who appeared in court by video, pleaded guilty to one count of shoplifting under $5,000 and one count of failing to attend court on September 20, 2021. According to the agreed statement of facts, on July 23, 2021, a Hudson's Bay loss prevention officer called the St. Albert RCMP after detained two women. The officer provided RCMP with CCTV footage of Dyke leaving the store with clothing items. Dyke received time served for the sentence, but remains in custody on other charges. Man who crashed stolen vehicle sentenced. An Edmonton man who crashed a stolen car along St. Albert Trail and fled the scene was sentenced on Monday. On June 20, Kennedy Rain, 26, was sentenced to 180 days in jail and $7,869.38 in restitution fees at St. Albert Provincial Court after pleading guilty to one count of possession of property over $5,000 and one count of failing to stop after an accident. On April 8, RCMP were traveling southbound along St. Albert Trail when they came across a crashed Chevrolet Cruze with no occupants in the vehicle, according to the agreed statement of facts. RCMP located Rain near Citadel Mews and brought him back to the collision site. Officers found a flip-flop in the driver's area that matched the single flip-flop Rain was wearing, court heard. The RCMP also noted Rain had injuries consistent with being the driver. Rain smelled of alcohol and told officers he had consumed weed. The RCMP recovered liquor bottles and a bong from the vehicle, court heard. The sentence was by joint submission. Rain waived his right to a GLADU report, but defense counsel, Mark Jordan, told the court about Rain's unstable childhood and being surrounded by adults with substance abuse issues when he was young. Jordan said Rain had recently lost a sister and took her death hard. He was consuming alcohol more regularly as a result. Judge Michelle Collinson said the GLADU factor was important, as was the early guilty plea, and the circumstantial evidence regarding Rain being the driver of the car, all were factored into sentencing. Collinson sentenced Rain to 180 days in jail with 70 days left to serve, a one-year driving prohibition, and a restitution fee of $7,869.38 with 1 year to pay. Rain said he felt bad for his crime, and the restitution fee was the least he could do for the people he took the cruise from. If the people were in the courtroom, I'd tell them sorry for being in your vehicle. I feel stupid for having these charges, he said. Man gets jail for tool theft. A man who pleaded guilty to three failures to appear in court and theft under $5,000 was sentenced on Monday. Judge Michelle Collinson sentenced Sean Wimpney to a global 7 days in jail at St. Albert Provincial Court on June 20. Wimpney pleaded guilty to taking an air compressor and air hammers on June 12, 2019, from a St. Albert homeowner he had lived with and worked for. On June 26, 2019, Wimpney stole a welder and welding cart from the same person. Collinson said the theft involved a breach of trust with an employer and someone Wimpney resided with, and a jail term was appropriate. Wimpney received time served for pre-sentence custody time, but remains in custody on other charges.